With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. House Republicans passed a short-term funding patch for the Department of Homeland Security over the fierce objections of Democratic lawmakers late Friday evening, but the 42-day shutdown that has snarled air travel and left tens of thousands of federal employees without pay is far from over. House lawmakers voted 213 to 203, largely along party lines, to approve a two-month funding extension for the beleaguered department. For the second time this week, President Trump postponed his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
On Monday, the president extended his deadline until Friday, but now he's giving Iran another 10 days to cooperate and reopen the Strait of Hormuz by April 6th. He said he was delaying an attack on Iran's power plants because talks aimed at ending the war are going, in his words, very well. However, Iran continues to say it is not negotiating with the U.S. and has rejected a 15-point proposal from the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Austria's governing coalition has announced plans to ban social media for children under 14.
Australia in 2024 took the lead, becoming the first country to eject children under 16 from social media. In Europe, lawmakers in France approved a bill banning social media for children under 15, paving the way for the measure to start in September. Spain last month announced plans for its social media ban for under 16s.
Heute ist ein guter Tag für jedes Kind.
At a news conference in Vienna, Austrian Vice Chancellor Andreas Babler explains the risks associated with excessive social media use range from low self-esteem and addictive behavior to cyberbullying, which is to say mobbing, loneliness, and in the most tragic cases, even suicide. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vice President J.D. Vance held the inaugural meeting of a new anti-fraud task force he's leading as the Trump administration seeks to crack down on the misuse of social programs. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports rainbow crosswalks are disappearing in Dallas.
The crosswalks, designed to celebrate gay pride, are being removed under orders from Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He says the LGBT flag designs violate the Texas Manual on Uniform Traffic Controls Devices and have to go. Dallas officials have been fighting it, but they've now given in, and crews are at work returning the crosswalks to normal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a similar statewide order. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is in a standoff with San Jose State University. The Education Department has deemed that there are Title IX violations involving transgender athletes taking place at the school and says there will be legal action if things don't change soon. Officials at SISJ say they disagree with the department's legal position and findings. In January, the administration found that the university had discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. This is SRN News. Investigators say lax oversight played a role in two deadly home explosions in Mississippi. And as correspondent Jason Walker explains, it happened after shifting clay soil pulled natural gas lines apart.
Officials say both leaks were reported to Atmos Energy weeks earlier, but the utility rated them low risk. Now, the first blast in 2024 killed an 82-year-old woman in Jackson. A second explosion and fire 3 days later destroyed two nearby homes. The board says the energy company needs to replace the couplings and needs more scrutiny because of its poor safety record. Jason Walker reporting.
The astronaut who prompted NASA's first medical evacuation earlier this year says doctors still don't know why he suddenly fell sick at the ISS. Mike Finsky says doctors have ruled out a heart attack. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.